This is Abbott Stringham & Lynch, the Founders Pit Crew. I'm Mark Sheffield, a member of our Emerging Business Group. And today I'm here with Ephraim F. Lindenbaum, who's the Managing Director of Advance Ventures. F, welcome to the Founders Pit Crew.
Thank you, Mark.
So, F, you just finished presenting at our Emerging Business Group seminar. It was a town hall discussion for startups. It was very well received. It was a question and answer period for the entire hour. Wonderful format. We had so many favorable comments about how well that went, that you were able to, you know, address the questions they had. And, you know, just to start off with, you know, one of the things that some of the questions that came out were, well, what are you looking for? You know, as a VC, you know, what are some of the key things that you would want to see with this entrepreneur's company?
Sure. So we look for a lot of different factors. I think the most important one today is product market fit. Really understanding whether an entrepreneur is building a product that has a legitimate market. Is it solving a distinct need out there? Is it able to generate revenue? Is it able to, you know, bring customers on board and give them the ability to articulate to us on the investor side why they're so interested in that particular product?
Great. What would you say would be some of the shortcomings, the shortfalls, the things that would trip up some of the entrepreneurs?
Sure. Well, you know, that's always a challenge. I mean, because we always love it when entrepreneurs have great ideas. And I think our sense is that oftentimes an entrepreneur doesn't understand really the scale that's required, or in turn, whether the opportunity that they're chasing is fundamentally large enough for those of us on the venture side to invest in. You know, there are a lot of great businesses entrepreneurs can create, but not all of them are great venture businesses.
Great. So how much would you look to invest? I mean, are you across the board on how much you could invest? You have, you know, 100,000, 200,000? Could you go that low? I mean, that's not the traditional investment plan for a VC, but how is it today with your firm?
Sure. So we see this as the greatest time for an entrepreneur to start companies. There are a tremendous amount of options for financing, even beyond venture capitalists. You know, we are what they call early stage, which is very much an early style of investor, but there are angels, there's crowdfunding, and there's a tremendous resource base that 5, 10, 15 years ago didn't even exist. So, you know, I think today it's less of a VC and where's the right fit for the company. And there's an ecosystem developing that suggests that angels have a rightful place in the market. You know, friends and family have a rightful place. There are now alternatives like crowdfunding. And then at the end of the day, they're the traditional venture capitalists like us who hold, in a lot of cases, the key role in the growth of companies.
So, yeah, that's interesting what you were just talking about. You know, today there's so many opportunities, so many ways to get funding. And at the seminar, you were very optimistic, and it was like refreshing. And I think the people there felt refreshed because you talked about Silicon Valley and this unique, you know, culture, system, way, place to build a business. Nothing like it in the world. Can you talk to that about a little bit? Because that was so interesting.
Sure. I mean, you know, fundamentally, Silicon Valley has an ecosystem that was uniquely designed to spur startup growth. This is the greatest time in history for an entrepreneur to start a company because the resources are there. There are accelerators, there are incubators, there's co-work space, there are angel investors, there's crowdfunding sources. And more importantly, there's a tremendous amount of mentor bases here. There are executives like yourself, Mark, who historically have worked with companies for many, many years, and that's all here. When you look further out, away from sort of the hotbeds of startup creation, while certainly there are other cities that can be helpful, the ecosystem doesn't exist. So the ability to find service providers like accountants and lawyers and otherwise that can very quickly help a company, that you don't have to educate them on the startup dynamic. Finding co-founders is, you know, teams are one of the most important elements of a startup. Well, you know, when you're in a smaller market, being able to find those great co-founders is difficult. But, you know, what we like to say is the top of the top of sort of the world's, you know, educational base is targeted at Silicon Valley. And, you know, when we tend to see folks trying to move away from the Valley, you know, there are 10 more waiting to take their place. So it's a very unique opportunity.
Oh, that's great. For our listeners, I hope you can get a sense of what we had here at this seminar that F talked about, because it was just fascinating, interesting, and motivating, too. So that's great advice, F. Thank you so much for being here to share that with us today. This has been another Pit Stop for Your Emerging Business, brought to you by Abbott Stringham & Lynch, the Founders Pit Crew.